Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I think for my one of my 2026 resolutions is going to be to kill the accursed Bradford pear tree out front. It, you know, I'm very allergic to it, and I don't know what's going on with it right now, but it is messing. I'm having trouble just seeing. But none of this matters. The Democrats, they have perfected an art. They have perfected the art of figuring out every unpopular position on everything known to man. They have made everything impossible to stomach. Entertainment, cartoons, books, politics, sports. They've made everything woke. And they're losing. They lose every time they turn around, just about, unless it's in one of these very much ensconced. And I wonder if there isn't something going on in these blue hellscapes to where outside signals don't get in. But you would think, given how unpopular they are, that they would think to themselves, maybe we should do something different, or at least moderate what we're doing. Now, if you're older than 30, you might remember a time when most Americans had the same understanding of what I think of as the natural world. You might have at times somewhat similar values and a certain level of patriotism, and this is despite the growth of the state over the 20th century. I'm being told South Carolina will pay me to cut it down. The Bradford pear tree, I'll have to look into that. Over the last 20 years, we've gone from political differences still anchored in common ideas to worldviews 180 degree different. No room for consensus. And the new Democrat positions are too extreme for them to change. Like the transgender issue. I mean, it used to be, you know, just a, it was just a given that, you know, if you're built like a man, you're a man. And if you're built like a woman, you're a woman. And the women's rights movement addressed the role women would play in society, but they didn't change that fundamental premise. They didn't start saying, well, but you could be a woman and have these body parts. But where things went off the rails is when the leftists, who now control the Democrat Party, got hold of things. They started to contend that men and women weren't equal, but that women were better than men. Then they claimed that women and men were actually interchangeable, except when women were better than men. Then they went on to claim that there was no such thing as women and men. They're just people who chose to be a woman or a man. Except women are still naturally superior, even if you don't know what they are. Now, I didn't choose to be a male any more than I chose to be a Caucasian, or my height, or my weight. I didn't. There's a lot of things about me I didn't choose. I just was. Now, this new take on men and women got grafted onto the homosexual rights movement, but it actually stands alone because the homosexual rights movement doesn't want anything to do with it in reality. This is a complete refutation of biological reality, of human history, of the Bible. And they insist that this is the new reality. Biology don't matter. It don't matter none. And listen, wouldn't that be freeing to you to sit back and say, well, biology don't matter none, or culture or religion? But it's a little bit like jumping out of an airplane. Because once you exit, that airplane gets away from you quick. And then there's no walking it back. You cannot moderate that position. Just as you cannot moderate a position that staunchly insists that the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. There is no compromise. They also did the same thing with immigration. The debate used to be, how many immigrants do we need? But then, when immigrants stopped coming from Europe, which had a shared culture with America, then they started coming from Asia, Africa, and Latin America, all regions that not only had people with different skin colors, but also different values. Skin color didn't matter. It was all about the values. But it did matter. Skin color did matter to the leftists, because now we had to, we were looking at quotas. In the 21st century, the Democrats changed the terms of the debate. The new theory is that borders are inherently evil, and they shifted the discussion up from how many people we should bring to America to the claim that America should not exist as a nation with borders, but rather be a geographical entity that absorbs everyone like a sponge. We were never homogenous to begin with, except for the melting pot of the American culture, but now they want it to be built on a one-world culture. And it's irrelevant to the leftists that there are cultures out there that are conquering cultures, like Islam and China, that exploit that approach to immigration. And once again, you can't moderate your position on a policy that says both borders and America are inherently evil. And it's no longer a question of how many immigrants are or what should happen when they arrive. It is instead an embrace of an endless influx of everyone. They've also changed their view on Jewish people. The founders famously respected the Jews. From the 1820s to the 1880s, German Jews immigrated to America in large numbers with no pushback. They were educated, biblical in their values, hardworking, law-abiding. There was always going to be anti-Semitism, but it wasn't a big deal. So when a huge influx of Jews started coming in from Eastern Europe in response to the Russian Empire's pogroms, there were questions about the number and concerns about what they do in America. And the response was to push assimilation. Then, when they got here, if they were denied any access to things like the Ivy League or the Wall Street, They just started their own stuff. And they made them so good that eventually the rest of the world wanted in on them. And the wildly anti-Semitic Democrats like Father Coughlin and the KKK ultimately did not hold sway in America. After World War II and the Holocaust, we turned our back on cultural anti-Semitism. But, you know, the Democrats are too far out there now. I don't know what they're going to do in the long run, but whatever it is, they do not seem to be in a position to be able to walk any of this back. Just look at what's happening in Portland and Chicago. It'll all make sense. What are we in, day 15 of the shutdown? I got to ask you. I'm probably going to ask you this every day. Do you care? This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
I can only imagine what you're seeing if you're watching the news on TV, right? The government is shut down. This is a crisis. A crisis with no deal in sight. Reuters says it's a key risk to U.S. stability. And then I look around. You know, families still raising children, still going to school, workers work, people play music. I've still got birds landing in the bonsai in the backyard. You see, the media act like the government is the most important part of life. If you believe that, you have been duped. Most of life, and the best of life, happens outside of government and sometimes in spite of it. Yes, we do need government. But we need limited government. We need enough to keep us safe. But you're not affected by most of what goes on in D.C. Most of life doesn't depend on what goes on there. Most of life thrives without government. In a lot of cases, despite government. During the shutdowns, government tells non-essential workers not to come to work. But if they're non-essential, why do they have a job? Now, the shutdown is certainly a problem for the 1.4 million federal employees currently working without pay or furloughed, but they will likely get paid once government's back in business. That's what's happened before. Media are claiming flights are delayed because of air traffic control staffing shortages, according to CNN anyway. And delays, you know, they said delays spread to major airports across the country as the government shutdown impacts travelers. But there were delays before this. Most of the delays happen because government runs air traffic control. If that puzzled you, the government also runs the post office. That clear it up for you? Government management is never good. In other places, airports in Canada, the UK, Germany, Australia, air traffic control is privately run. A government accountability office report found the private systems lead to fewer delays. Even security screenings work better when they're private. At San Francisco's airport, security lines move faster, and passengers told people or reporters the screeners are nicer. And they're nicer because in San Francisco, also Kansas City, and some smaller airports, private companies handle security. The TSA even acknowledges that private screeners are better at finding contraband. So why does government do these things? It shouldn't be. Private operators are better because they must compete. That's where the big issue comes. Competition makes everybody sharper. Succeed or you'll get replaced or you'll get fired. But you never see government walk up and say, well, sorry it has to be this way, but I'm afraid we're going to have to separate and you're no longer needed here. And that's why you have incompetent government workers continually remaining incompetent. It's why the Pentagon flunks audits. It's why they're still using Commodore 64 computers. You would think that in a shutdown situation, we would be sitting here going, oh my God, how vital government is to me. But, you know, they're showing the opposite. Now, some farmers are complaining that they're not getting government support checks. But why should farmers get taxpayer funding in the first place? Politicians said it was needed to save family farms, but it doesn't. It mostly subsidizes big agribusiness. Some claim America needs government aid to guarantee the food supply, but we don't. Fruit and vegetable growers get nothing from Washington. There's no shortage of tomatoes or peaches or green beans. What we should be doing is getting out a chainsaw and taking that to government. Consider government inspections of food. We're told to be glad that the USDA inspectors are considered essential, and we should be that very glad. They're going to stay on the job to keep us safe. But meat is safe, not because of bureaucratically mandated inspections, but because of competition. Because food sellers have a reputation to uphold. If their food poisons us, that's going to be a really hard one to come back from. So as a result, today's food producers take more safety measures than government requires. Some actually employ 1,000 more safety inspectors than the government demands. And you never hear about that. You're never going to hear about that, because that would seem to indicate that the capitalist system works better than the government system. Politicians in D.C., in one spot, are easier to report on. So the journalists get out there, and this is all laziness. They're very easy to interview. And if you've heard one, you've heard them all. It's impossible to cover millions of individuals pursuing their own interests. But this is why I tell you on a regular basis, you know, what's in D.C. is not America. You are America. You're the ones that make America work, not the bureaucrats that are bickering back and forth in D.C. Now, the media, who's always looking for, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. They're looking for a lead, so they got to make something that bleeds. So they will continue to bicker and continue to act as if this is a crisis. But this is not a crisis. We have survived shutdowns before. We'll survive this one. I don't know how long it's going to last because, you know, right now you got Chucky Schumer. He's running around out there with his concealed handgun on. They don't want you to have one of. But every time you see Chuck Schumer and you say to yourself, that Chuck Schumer does not know how to wear a sport coat, that's because he has on a shoulder holster. In that shoulder holster is a handgun. Chucky's not taking no chances. And, you know, that's why he looks really bad in a suit. That's why it's always shapeless. He's always wearing a shapeless top to hide that bulge of that shoulder holster. I don't know why he's carrying a shoulder holster, because I've tried to carry a shoulder holster and it's never nearly as, you know, Sonny Crockett, he can run a 50-yard dash in a shoulder holster. I cannot. Can't do it. So, we're not in a crisis. We're not in a crisis. In fact, Trump's out there and he's showing, you know, what he's doing, what other presidents haven't ever done. In a lot of ways, when you look at other presidents, they were always ceremonial. We had to have a chief executive, so this is the chief executive. They didn't really lead, right? Adam Carolla refers to them as the hood ornament on the car, Trump's the engine, in his parlance. But I'm going to be shifting Michael Letts today to 1:30. So, you know, don't panic it, because Uncle Mike ain't going to be here in the next segment. But what we are going to look at is Hamas out there. You know, the genocide of the Palestinians. Hamas is out there purging Gaza of the critics of Hamas. And they're Palestinian. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Well, you know, Hamas is actually in charge of Gaza. They're actually the government of Gaza. I don't know exactly how that breaks down as far as looking at a hierarchy to see who's in charge and, you know, his lieutenants and everything else, or her lieutenants, or however it works out. But as the Israelis were withdrawing from the Gaza war zone, the Hamas terrorists decided they wanted to find somebody to shoot. So they started rolling out the Palestinians, you know, the ones that everybody's been protesting for on their behalf, the ones that they're trying to free from the river to the sea, those guys, they started pulling them out and started shooting them. Public execution. Now, nobody is shocked over this. This is they are Hamas. This is Gaza. Barbarian's going to be barbarian, and I'm almost certain that everybody who negotiated this ceasefire expected the Palestinians to turn on each other. And most of the intra-Palestinian violence in recent days has taken place around the Shujaiya neighborhood of Gaza City, where, according to Hamas-affiliated social media, the group carried out a widespread security campaign against rivals believed to be the powerful Dormish clan. They also said they are said to have moved against the Abu Samra family in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza and called for the death of Khan Yunis militia leader Hassam al-Astal, who was interviewed by The Telegraph last week, and Yasser Abu Shabab in Rafah. Both are believed to have collaborated tactically with Israel and accepted material support. The execution video, which, you know, yeah, they did, they filmed it, showed Hamas fighters moving a large crowd out of the way so they would not be hit by the rounds before the killings took place, and some of the prisoners were shirtless and some were dragged to the execution site while they were being beaten. Pure family entertainment. Separate footage, bearing the insignia of Hamas's Al-Qassam Brigade, showed armed militants riding on the back of an SUV with dead bodies at their feet. These guys know how to throw a party. Hamas has always been happy to shoot a Gazan or 10 if they get out of line. But now they can wander the streets without fear of an Israeli drone firing on them. So they've been rounding up Palestinian Gazans and, you know, just shooting them in the streets. I didn't go looking for the videos because, you know, there's nothing like seeing an animal execute a human being like that. But Hamas is going through the streets, executing whomever they dislike, and they started doing this right after the ceasefire was announced. As in hours after the ceasefire was announced. This was happening. Coming off of X, as a Palestinian who openly opposes Hamas and rejects the glorified myths of our society keeps repeating, I can't stay silent about the sheer hypocrisy I see from many Western liberals. How can you defend a movement that executes its own people by shooting them in the street? That's an interesting take on that, huh? He continues, without trial, for merely disagreeing or being labeled collaborators. How can you call that resistance while those very scenes mirror the barbarism you'd condemn anywhere else in the world? You claim to stand for liberal values, for human rights, for justice, but your empathy collapses when the victims are Palestinians murdered by other Palestinians. Because then it doesn't fit the neat narrative of oppressor and oppressed. What does that say about your values? If you can overlook public executions and rule by terror just because the perpetrators shout liberation, then maybe your solidarity isn't rooted in morality, but in ideology. And then there was Mr. Fafo. This was a guy that they started superimposing like Where's Waldo? His death was reported 8 or 9 different times. Well, they actually caught up with him and killed him. And, you know, in Israel, they're all very happy for their hostages to come home. In Gaza, they've gotten out there and made sure everything's, you know, all the weapons are lubed up and loaded. And they're going out there and they're executing insufficiently loyal Palestinians. Solidarity. So, what they're basically doing is they are celebrating the end of the war by starting a civil war. And I really don't know how we're going to go in there and, you know, rebuild it. But if you were to watch some of the videos, what you would see is the Hamas guys lecturing the crowd about the consequence of disobedience right before they pull the trigger. But what did we get out of this? You know, Mehdi Hasan, not a word. Anna Kasparian, not a word. Chink Uyghur, not a word. Now, all the pro-Hamas people are angry about the ceasefire and silent about the latest Hamas atrocities. Jews defending themselves as genocide. That's genocide, but Hamas executing Palestinians after waging a war intended to maximize civilian casualties is just resistance to the colonizers. Because the ones that they were, you know, the civilian casualties were also Gazans, Palestinians. Coming off of X. Hey, pro-Pali people, Hamas is literally executing Palestinians on the street and live streaming it. They've also dropped the whole genocide narrative since they're now posting videos of very healthy children dancing in the streets this week to celebrate the ceasefire. Where are you guys? Oh, yeah, protesting the very ceasefire you spent the last 2 years calling for. You've never been for the people of Palestine. If you were, you'd be demanding the eradication of Hamas by any means necessary. And if you did that, you'd come to the ugly realization that most of them support the terror because they are a culture of death. Now, the American left doesn't know what to say or do. Actually, the only one that said anything decent was Joe Biden. He praised Trump. But they've impugning his, you know, impugning his motives so long that they can't reverse themselves. That's why I said they're too extreme to moderate. And they can't put the focus on Hamas atrocities because that just takes away that whole genocide narrative. Now, I have heard that Trump only cares about building hotels in Gaza. That's what CNN's saying. But the fact is that Israel was forced into this war due to Hamas's murderous nature. Even when Israel finally pulls back, that Hamas is so committed to spreading death that they got to get warmed up on their fellow Palestinians. Coming off of X, I haven't seen any pro-Palestine activists mourn the deaths of Palestinians at the hands of Hamas, but when a Hamas operative is killed by anti-Hamas Palestinians, there is an outpouring. The movement isn't pro-Palestinian in any meaningful sense. It's just anti-Israel. Greta Thunberg, because she's as tone-deaf as they come, she's out there posting a bunch of stupid stuff too, but anyway. The Office of Management and Budget is prepared for the long haul when it comes to this shutdown. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD. 2 weeks of the Schumer shutdown. And the Democrats have no plans to change their minds because, like I keep telling you, they cannot pull it back. And we know what they want. They've told us. Mike Johnson laid out the Democrat Party's game plan. But he's not going to play the games. It's not a typical smackdown, but it was a Bayou beatdown when he explained what the Democrats want to reopen the government. And they want a lot. They want a lot of woke nonsense on top of the $1.5 trillion for illegal alien health care. They want millions for global warming nonsense, grants for LGBTQ stuff in the Balkans. They want to chuck a couple of million for feminist pet projects in Africa. And that's just three. Meanwhile, the layoffs of government employees continue. On October 10th, the permanent firing of government employees began, thanks to the Democrats' refusal to end the Schumer shutdown. Trump has been focused on making sure the WIC program has funding and that the troops get paid. And the White House Office of Management and Budget, or the OMB, they are ready to go as long as the Democrats feel like they want to go. They're saying they're battening down the hatches and they're going to ride out the Democrats' intransience. They're going to pay the troops. They're going to pay law enforcement. They're going to continue the rifts and wait. And this comes, you know, this all lands with the Democrat Party. Several news outlets are reporting that this could be one of the longest government shutdowns in history. And there's no end in sight, despite the continuing bipartisan chatter that we seem to be hearing in the, in the Senate. John Thune is out there sort of wishing for some pie in the sky stuff, but he's not prepared to budge either, thank goodness. Thune wants an off-ramp, but, you know, he's done as much as he can do. The House Republicans may need to eventually write a new stopgap bill, considering the 7-week continuing resolution they passed is already outdated by 2 weeks. And on the flip side, Democrats want a deal on expiring health care subsidies before the Affordable Care Act marketplace opened up on November the 1st. And now they barely have 2 weeks to achieve that result. Now, Chuck Schumer, because he's an idiot and he's a mental midget, he thinks the shutdown is going well for his party, saying, every day gets better for us. But it's not. And the Democrats are using Americans as pawns. So they're not really interested in reopening the government, it seems. But the OMB is prepared for the long haul. And that will be the thing that sets the tone. Trump understands what's going on and how the optics can change. So he's taking away this piece here and that piece there. He's making it to where people can't, can't turn the tables on the narrative. The narrative is completely all about, they're trying to make out that Trump's not doing this and that. And listen, this is not, here's my problem with this. They voted for it 13 times. You don't get to vote for it again now that the president has changed, and you know that some things have changed and never going to go back. You saw that coming with USAID. You saw that coming with Doge. You've seen it coming with all the firings and all the other stuff. You're losing constituents left, right, and center. Every time you lose a constituent, well, I don't know what you're doing about that. But Trump has learned. Trump is a learning animal. He has figured it out. He knows what to do to keep opinion on his side. Because he also knows there's a segment of us that get out there. And if first time a little bit of unfortunate pain begins, we can't handle it. Some people simply can't handle that pain. So he's just making sure it doesn't happen at all. It's an excellent proposition. Excellent. So we'll see what we get out of this. We'll see who cracks first. It's going to be the Democrats. They're going to have no choice but to crack. Because they're not getting what they're wanting. They're not going to get what they're wanting. And Trump's going to keep on doing what Trump does. He was never going to be anything other than that. Barack Obama got out there and he just can't be, you know, he can't be the regular former ex-president. He's got to continue to seek the spotlight because after all, he's the light bringer. But every time he opens his mouth, he just comes off as a petulant little man. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.